is the chairman?
I think it's Darren.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I think it was me. I can't remember, but
yeah, I think it's Darren.
So on the agenda, I guess I'll entertain a motion to open the meeting.
I make a motion we open the meeting.
And a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Motion carries. So I don't have the agenda right in front of me here while I'm on my phone, but is that the minutes next? Approval of the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so it was on May 29th, 2025. Brent went over the financial statement. Year to date, we had $278,000 come in, and we had spent $132,000 on a fiberglass tank, $90,000 on mag, $40,000, with another $40,000 with checks to come. And then we also had $12 in postage, and it left us with $429,000 with cash on hand. And then Brandon was planning on purchasing oil, asphalt, and spreading. And that's all I had for it.
I make a motion we accept the meeting, the minutes from the prior meeting.
Okay. I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
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 Motion carries. And on the agenda, is that at the budget hearing?
The financial statement review.
All right. So we'll turn time over to Brent for the financial statement review.
Hey, Melissa, can you turn on sharing? It won't let me share my screen.
Let me see if I can go figure that out. Hold on.
Do we each need to share or just her?
She just needs to.
Yeah. Where is that even at? I may not be able to see it.
I'm like, I don't see where I can allow you to. Let me...
Right at the bottom of the screen. That's where it's on mine.
Yeah, it says I disabled it, but I don't remember clicking anything. So let me go in and see. I'm not very good with this.
This is the first time I've Zoomed for years.
I guess since COVID, you haven't really needed to, have you, Gordon?
No. How come we Zoom tonight? Why didn't we meet?
Too many people out of town.
Oh, okay. I know last week I was out of town.
So, Melissa?
Yes.
It says to... where did it go? Here we go. Sign to your web portal.
Okay.
Click the meeting tab. Under In Meeting Basic, click the screen sharing toggle.
The meeting tab.
Maybe that's not helpful.
Let's see.
Hmm.
I gotta figure it out because it won't let me share mine either.
When I hover over share, it says Alt plus S. So maybe a Shift Alt or Alt S will make it share. Try that. Alt S.
Well, I can talk to it, I guess.
I'll keep looking though.
Yeah, keep looking. okay, so so year to date we have brought in a total of $738,000. we've spent a whole bunch of money. We spent about $1.1 million is what we've spent. So we've dipped into our prior balance that we carried from the prior year to make that happen. of course, most of that money has been spent on road-related activities. We spent $117,000 on mag, $50,000 on oil, $110,000 on striping. And like equipment and stuff like that, we spent $339,000. And then, oops, I can't get in there. $441,000 on other items, and we'll go through those here in just a second.
Well, Brent, will we get any more for the remainder of this year?
It's a great question. Because when you look at our deposit schedule, we should have gotten some money here last month, but with the government being shut down, we didn't get anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So as to whether or not we're going to get more, we should. I think it's going to be a late deposit of around probably $100,000-ish. But I have no clue if it's going to come in or not, so or when it's going to come in.
Well, I have one question with that. If we spent over $1 million, do we still have to do the higher level of audit?
So it's
our revenue was not that high.
Yeah, it's based on your revenue, okay, not what you spent. So, so yeah, we'll probably be under that threshold of doing an audit versus the compilation. But really, it's no big difference. I mean, our transaction volume is so small that they're basically conducting a complete audit when they do our review. We're just getting charged for an audit versus a review, but I provide them every invoice we have and every check that we have and every deposit that we have. And you can thumb through that in about 10 minutes or less. So, yep, it's just kind of the way that works. But nonetheless, we have to pay, what, $500 more roughly for the audit versus everything else that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've spent a bit of money since last time we met. To Renegade Oil, we've given them a total of $13,000. Straight Striping, they're the folks who stripe the roads for us, $46,000. Envirotech Services, they're the folks who spread the mag for us. We've given them $26,000. We purchased a used D6 dozer for $207,000. We had our audit fees of $3,200. Maxwell Products, we give them $26,000, and I forget what that's for. I don't have our books open. I don't remember what that. I think it might have been oil. $37,000 went to Renegade for more oil. Straight Striping again for $64,000. Westside Grading, we purchased asphalt for $327,000. That's the majority of that money. And then onesie twosies, board member fees, We kind of had a fiasco with our P.O. box this year. I mailed in our renewal, which was, I think, $72, if I remember right, for the annual fee for our P.O. box. I mailed that in early July. It was due by the end of July. I went to pick up the mail in August, and they had locked our P.O. box, said they had never received our check, to which I had to pay $89 for the annual fee, plus a fee for a key, and then the fee to reopen the box. So I did that, so gave them another $89. And then the next month that I go pick up the mail, there's our check. Sitting there, that was a return check. So, anyway, that was fun. So,
hey, why was the check returned?
I have no idea. The check was inside their envelope. You know, they give you a USPS envelope. Yeah. You put your check inside it. You give it to the post office, and they're supposed to deliver it to the post office. But when I got there, it was sitting in my box. And I told the lady, I said, I'm the one who mailed it. I took it to my personal mailbox, and I watched the mail lady take it. I was there that day when she took it. So I know you have it somewhere. But anyway, she had no record of it, but it turned up the following month. Anyway, we still have our same P.O. box. I was able to get that retained, so that was a good thing. But anyway, that was probably the most eventful thing that's happened. Let's see, what else have we got here? I think that's all I have on the financials. We have cash on hand. We have $212,000 sitting in our bank accounts.
So even though we spent some of that reserve, that's what we have left, huh?
Correct, yes.
All right. Yep. Darren, do we need a motion to accept that?
Yes, we do.
Well, I make a motion we accept the financial statement as presented by Brent.
Second that.
Turn your microphone on, Darren.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So the next item on the agenda.
Just one more thing, Darren. I do have all the board members' checks. I've got them prepared, but they need to be signed by a second person.
Okay.
When are you going to be back in town, Darren?
I'll be back Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll just...
Yeah, Tuesday. I'll be around Tuesday. I can come find you somewhere or whatever works for you. I can come sign them.
I'll figure out a way to get them to your... Well, let's see. I'll see if my wife can drop them off or something.
Okay, that'd be great.
Don't give it to your mail people.
Yeah, no, don't give it to the mail. So I guess the other question is, where are we at with advertising for a new treasurer? Secretary.
Vicki, do you know, have we done anything?
Yeah, we actually approved that name that you had given to us. And
okay.
So we can ask or tell her she's on the board anytime.
All right. Well, I'll get a hold of her and let her know.
Okay,
so
sounds
that
good.
That means Melissa's running away?
Yes.
Melissa's running away, so we're supposed to have a big party tonight, you know, right?
Yeah. Well, I already ran away, so...
Where did you run away to?
I am in Utah County now.
Well, we sure appreciate all you've done. You did a great job.
Thanks.
All I can say is, what were you thinking?
I missed the place.
we will miss you.
Yeah, we're going to miss Melissa. She's done a great job over the years.
Yeah, she has.
And she's going to be a big, big loss.
Thanks.
So who will be the newbie?
So her name is Jenna Dobson, and she meets all the qualifications. She lives out in the county, actually in the, what would you call it, Sugarville area, Sugarville Abraham.
Okay. Yeah. Dobson.
And, Dobson, yeah. So
kind of the same Dobsons over by Holden?
No. So I think her husband's from up north. So she's a Robinson. So Scott and Mary Lou Robinson that live in Sutherland. It's her daughter, or their daughter. So she grew up in the Sutherland area anyway.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to have Melissa probably give her a brief training session.
Oh, yeah. Those two need to get together for a little bit.
Yeah. Can I just give her your number, Melissa?
Yeah, or tell her to come up see me.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. You guys can go to lunch.
Yes.
Go to shopping and go to lunch.
Perfect.
Yeah. So do we need to do anything else from an official standpoint? Or has that already been covered as far as bringing Jenna on? Has that all been taken care of at the county? Or is there something else we need to do?
I think under our bylaws, the board member all goes through the county commissioners.
Yeah. Yeah, if they approved her in a commission meeting, so it's in their minutes, or, where it would be good, we'd be covered.
Yeah, he's good to go.
I don't think there's anything we need to do as a board other than say welcome aboard.
Yeah.
And adios to Melissa.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. We'll get with Jenna, and then we'll have to send around signature cards, get her on the bank account.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean we all need to do that again?
I don't remember what Zion. Some banks will just let you add the new person,
right,
and take the old one off without requiring everyone else to sign. And I don't remember where Zion's is at on that. So if they do, we might be able to do it electronically. They just send around a DocuSign form,
right,
to your email. So I don't.
Tentatively, when will we meet again? Not till December, or will it be January?
It's supposed to be in December because we have to finalize the budget. So usually we do that, and then you do the dinner.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you want to do it this year.
Yeah, I do have the budget pulled together. I forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, we have to do that next.
We have to have a public hearing for the budget,
say,
right?
Don't we have to do a public hearing to have it introduced?
I did advertise it and everything.
Or is that to finalize?
Yeah.
Both. So she did advertise for this meeting.
Okay.
That is going to be discussed.
I make a motion we open a public meeting to discuss our next year's budget for 2026.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I second that.
All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye. So we're now in a public hearing to discuss the 2026 budget.
Okay. So what we're looking at right now is, with the government being shut down the last quarter, it's been difficult to get our handle on how much income we'll have next year. But currently the budget I've got worked up is $838,000 for total revenues for 2026. We will spend close to $11,000 in other operating expenses, and those other operating expenses are going to be our audit fee, which is around $3,000. Board member fees in total for the whole year typically run around $6,800, right in there. And the rest of it is going to be bank fees, advertising fees, postage, those kinds of things make up that $11,000. And the remaining funds will be used for capital purposes of around $950,000. And that would leave us with a fund balance of about $56,000 at the end of the year. So kind of hoping we get more money than what I have in the budget, which I assume it will go up. But again, it hinges upon reopening of the government to make that happen. So
what did we carry last year? What did we save in reserve?
We carried 220. Oh, hang on. Sorry, that's the wrong year. It's normally around 250,000.
Yeah.
Not much more than that. Probably a little less, to be honest with you.
So this year only 50, roughly, versus 250.
Well, it's a moving target at this point. Yeah. Just depends on what comes in between now and the end of the year.
So that will solidify that in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any other comments from the public? Vicki, do you have any comments?
No, that sounds good to me.
Randy, I could see your mouth moving, but your mic's off.
Do we have to publish the meeting in December and approve the final budget for 26? Dan?
Yes.
We have to approve the final budget then. I don't believe we have to have another public hearing. I think only one is required, which is why we're doing it now.
All right.
And Melissa advertised for it, so it worked out great.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
Yeah, we should be.
We'll advertise for the one in December also.
Okay.
Well, if there's no further discussion, I'll make a motion we close the public hearing.
Seconded.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And so what's next on the agenda? Planning the next meeting?
Is there any other business we have to talk about?
Yeah, anybody have anything?
Do you want me on the next agenda to put in the new secretary?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think that'd be a good move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you'll join us for that one, won't you?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, good. So we need to schedule our next meeting then?
Yeah, usually we have, so mid-December.
Mm-hmm.
Thursdays are by far the best days for me.
Like the second Thursday or the third Thursday?
That'd be the 11th or the 18th.
Well, how's the 11th for everybody?
Looks good.
Let's shoot for that.
11th?
Yep.
Okay. What time?
6.
6? Okay.
Do you want me to figure out a dinner for you guys? Or how do you want that to?
I always like to be fed.
Yeah, you just want to go to Ashton's again? Or do you want to something different?
You can come up north.
Yeah, we can...
We've kicked that around for years, but we've never done it.
If we get permission from Vicky, I think we should do it.
I don't care where we eat. If you want to go try out that new steakhouse in Nephi, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think it's just a burger shop at this point.
Yeah, right now the restaurant end isn't open yet. It's just...
Oh, it's not? Because I thought they were serving breakfast. I thought they were advertising that, so I thought maybe everything was going.
Last I heard, it was kind of short order. The restaurant part hadn't kicked in yet. But that could change by then.
Yeah. Let me see what I can find out if, when it would open, and then I can get back with Darren or Melissa or somebody.
Okay.
We're supposed to do the open and public training, too. Let me... We were supposed to do that back in September.
Could we do that on a Zoom meeting on a different night?
We can if you want to end it right now.
Okay.
Or if you guys wanted to do it on your own and send me the certificate, either way is fine.
What's the website for that, Melissa?
I was going to say, if you could send all
the link,
log in and whatnot, where and what, we could just all do it on our own.
Okay, yeah, I can just send it to you guys.
That would be easier.
You can't pull it up right now on your computer or screen, can you, Melissa?
Yeah, it won't let me share the screen for some reason. I didn't know if I could just play it and you could hear it. I didn't know.
Well, doesn't it have the multiple guess test?
Yeah, but I can read it. That's usually what we do.
Yeah.
Can we just read the test?
Yeah. Do we have to watch the video?
I can watch it.
But you can't share it with?
Let me see a second.
As long as we pass, right? That's all that matters. So.
Yeah. I say, I know they shorten the video pretty much. So let me see.
It seems like you're right. There's not a
lot to it. I think we've all done it at least half a dozen times.
Yeah.
You guys all have, and you aced it last year, I remember.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm thinking about it. Hold on.
I'll bet you a dollar Darren could ace the stupid thing. Just give him the test.
Just give me the questions. I make a motion that Darren takes the test for all of us.
So what is the open and public meetings?
Just send me the link.
I would second that.
Before we continue, keep in mind that this video is an overview and exceptions may exist based on your
Can you hear it? It's we going right now.
Local government, not state requirements. When in doubt, read the law. Consult with your legal counsel. So what's considered an open and public meeting? It's when a public body quorum, also known as a simple majority, meets to discuss or act upon government business. It includes the meetings sometimes referred to as workshops or executive sessions. Regular meetings, public hearings, electronic meetings, and emergency meetings are all open and public meetings. Open and public meetings don't include chance or social meetings. A public hearing is a type of open and public meeting where citizens have a reasonable opportunity to speak. Public hearings happen when a government adopts a budget, imposes or increases taxes or fees, or transfers money from an enterprise fund. These meetings have extra notice and posting requirements and won't be addressed in this video. An electronic meeting is a type of open and public meeting that's convened electronically, such as via phone or the internet. Remember, the governing body must adopt a resolution, rule, or ordinance allowing and governing electronic meetings. OPMA adds additional requirements, too. An emergency meeting may be held to discuss an urgent matter due to unforeseen circumstances. In order to hold the meeting, the best notice that's feasible is provided of the time, location, and topics to be considered. An attempt is made to contact all governing body members, and a governing body majority approves the meeting. An open and public meeting may be closed to discuss any of the following: a person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining, litigation, certain real property transactions, including any form of a water right or water shares with specific restrictions, security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, investigations of criminal misconduct, and private or protected information for the Utah Procurement Code, including trade secrets. A closed meeting may be held only if a quorum is present and the meeting was properly noticed. 2/3 of the governing body present at the meeting need to vote yes to close a meeting. Quick math lesson. 2 divided by 3 equals 66.7%. Let's say your governing body has 5 members present at the meeting. If 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%, which is not equal or greater than 66.7%, which means you're 1 member short and would need 4 out of 5 members to vote yes. During a closed meeting, a governing body can't interview someone applying to fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, competence, or health of a person whose name was submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, approve any ordinance, resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or appointment, or take a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting. When a governing body closes a meeting, the following must be publicly announced and entered into the minutes of the open meeting at which the closed meeting was approved. The reason or reasons for holding the closed meeting, the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body either for or against the motion to close the meeting. If a closed meeting is discussing a person's character, competence, or health, or security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, or several other exceptions, mostly related to state bodies or project entities, no recording or minutes are required. However, the presiding member needs to sign a sworn written statement stating such. If the closed meeting is held for any other reason, a recording must be made, which includes date, time, and place of the meeting, names of members present and absent, and names of all others, except where disclosure would infringe on the confidentiality necessary to fulfill the original purpose of closing the meeting. Regular open and public meetings require 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting, agenda, date, time, and place. Public meeting agendas need to include reasonably specified topics to be considered, with each topic listed under a separate agenda item on the meeting agenda. The governing body may not consider a topic in an open meeting that wasn't on the agenda. If a new topic not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the new topic during that meeting. Additionally, entities holding regular meetings scheduled in advance over the course of the year need to provide annual notice of the entire year's meeting schedule. The notice must include date, time, and place for each meeting.
Notice is posted on the public body's website, in a public location such as the location where the meeting will be held, and on Utah's public notice website in accordance with Utah Code 63G-30-102.
Typically, posting on the public notice website is done by the records officer, recorder, or clerk. However, it's the governing body's responsibility to ensure notice is provided. State Archives has prepared a training manual and quick guide for owners and posters, as well as training videos that can be accessed at their website, archives.utah.gov. Written minutes and a recording are kept of all open meetings, with few exceptions. Written minutes include the date, time, and place of the meeting, the names of members present and absent, the substance of all matters, names of citizens providing comments, the substance of the comments provided, any information a body member requests be entered into the minutes or recording, and a record by individual member of each vote taken. A body with elected members must record each vote in list format by category for each action taken by a member, including yes votes, no votes, and absent members next to each member's name. A recording must be a complete and unedited record of all open portions of the meeting from beginning to end, and be labeled with the meeting date, time, and place. All or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Pending minutes means written minutes of an open meeting in draft form subject to change before being approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Pending minutes must contain a clear indication, such as a draft or pending watermark, that the governing body hasn't yet approved the minutes, and that the minutes are subject to change until the public body approves them. Approved minutes means written minutes of an open meeting approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public body's approval of written minutes. Public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are public records under GRAMMA. Any individual who publicly presents information relating to an item on the public body's meeting agenda must provide a copy of the information for inclusion in the public record. Make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, make an audio recording of the open meeting available to the public for listening.
All right, let's see. Okay, so true or false? A governing body is required to provide citizens a reasonable opportunity to speak during a public hearing.
True.
Good job. True or false, a governing body may not take any vote during a closed meeting unless it's a vote to end the a closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting.
True.
Job. Okay, true or false, all or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting.
True.
Good job. Okay, true or false, within 3 business days after approving written of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website.
True.
Good job. Okay, last one. Multiple choice. A majority of governing board members attend the same church and may be in the same room at the same time. What should they do? A, have some governing body members find a different church. B, make sure enough governing body members will not attend the same week. C, provide notice of a public meeting. D, nothing. This falls within the chance of a social meeting exception.
D.
I'll just quit going to church, Darren, and then that way we won't have that problem.
All right.
Perfect. You got 100.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for your participation.
Anything else we need to do tonight? If not, I make a motion we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn and a second. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all very much for participating in our Zoom meeting.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep. See you later.
See you
as well.